Hello and welcome to Stash Night Comics Chase Variant Podcast. I'm Nico and with me I have Chance.
Hey.
And Steve.
Good evening.
On with the show.
We're going to go a little different this week and, you know, we always talk about the best issue of the week and yada yada and how awesome DC is and how awesome Marvel is. We don't care about that this week. You know, we're just going to talk about the crappiest comic of the week because this week was horrible. It was just a bad week in general for comics. So we're gonna give you something completely different this week. We're gonna talk about some crappy comics. So first off, Nico, did you read any crappy comics this week?
Not really, no.
What about last week?
I don't think so.
What about last month?
I have no clue that far back.
Okay, I'm done with you. Chance, did you read anything crappy this week?
I didn't read anything crappy, but I didn't really get much this week, which just says there wasn't really much good out this week.
Did anything make you mad at all in comic books in general in the last month?
In the last month, I don't really think there's been as much quality. Like, there's been very few things that I've been like, oh, this is really good, and it's just like, what's with that? I don't want to sit there and be spending all this money that I do not have to buy books if only a few of them are going to be good.
I agree with you. Totally. I don't know what people are doing, but like with me this week, there was like three crappy issues I picked up. One just comes to me in general. I know you bought it too, was Carnage USA. You know, it was bad. It was really bad. Like, I could have tore up this issue this week and not felt bad about spending $4. You know, the last page was great, but the rest of the story sucked. What did you think about the issue?
It was kind of boring. Like, it was somewhat interesting, but I wasn't feeling it the same way as I was the first two. It wasn't as crazy and psychotic as I wanted. It didn't feel right.
It didn't. You only see, you know, Carnage for like, what, like 4 or 5 frames in the whole comic, and that's it.
Yeah, and, well, do you even see him? I know, like,
yeah, he's
only
in the back of the issue. He's in
there.
The last, like, close to the last two pages of the book, and that's it.
Yeah, it's more dealing with the other symbiotes.
Yeah, you know, you got this chick who's, like, quote-unquote is wife wants to kill her husband, and she turns into a symbiote, rips off a door, tries to go after him, and then here comes Parker the rescue. And then there's these two brats that are, I don't know. You know, this, and the whole issue is dark, too. There was no light. The contrast was horrible. Okay, so pretty much a garbage issue. You know, the only thing redeeming about this was the last issue with Venom looking all
last page
badass like he is. That was it. But all in all, we could have threw this issue out the window this week.
Yeah, I mean, that's all that really was. And, like, even that with Venom, it kind of confused me. Because it's like this guy on the phone, and then it's saying Victor. Like, and then I'm like, okay, who's Victor? And then it shows Venom, and I'm like, so Flash isn't Venom anymore. But then it says that's who it is. I'm like, made no sense.
Yeah, I don't know. It was just bad. I think we should throw this out the window this week. So everybody, Carnage USA, issue number 3. Out of this 5-part miniseries, don't even bother buying it this week. Just wait till issue number 4.
Okay,
save the $4, honestly.
All you need to know, Venom's involved now. That
Venom is ready to kick Carnage's butt.
It's probably going to lead into the Venom series.
No, because they're doing the Circle of 4.
Well, this is already taking place after where Venom is, because right now in this part of Carnage USA is after Venom joins the Secret Avengers, which hasn't even come out yet.
Oh my god, this is just getting crazy.
So they'll probably like line those up, like the ending of this and then that Venom.
Yeah, and you know, I don't know, we're done with this issue. I just want to quit talking about it because I'm getting a headache. I don't know about you, Chance, but I had a headache. It hurts. Ibuprofen, everybody. Okay. You know, and I, you know, I'll give a little, you know, a little goodness to this episode. The only issue I liked this week was Suicide Squad number 6, and that was it. So, I know you guys aren't big fans in this whole Suicide Squad things, but it was nice.
The issue yeah. I got, it was okay.
You got it, it was okay. I thought it was great. So, alright, so that, you know, deals with the crapness of comics this week. I hope you guys enjoyed this part of the show. I know we all did. We got a little stuff off our chest.
Yeah, because you know what? Sometimes comics aren't good.
No, they're not, and we should bring this up, and that's what this episode is all about this week, is crap. We have more crap on the way, so I hope you guys stay tuned.
A really
for the show.
Crappy issue is Namor, the first mutant. That riot was so horrible that I ripped it in half.
That was a miniseries, wasn't it?
No, it was a series, but the annual for it, annual number one, I literally ripped it in half.
Yeah? Did you use it as toilet paper?
No, it's in my binder somewhere.
Why'd you keep it if you ripped it in half?
Because I did it in front of my friends.
So you wanted to just look cool. You're like, hey, look, I can rip a comic in half.
Yeah.
Show off.
They said I couldn't, so I proved them wrong. Yeah, I proved them wrong. And it was 64 pages, too.
That was 64 pages you had to manhandle.
Yep, I just ripped in half.
Plain and simple, I think what we're saying here is comic book companies, start writing better comics. If this
drawing.
I point the finger. I would say Marvel. Marvel needs to start writing better comics.
See, I have to say DC has to, too.
Oh.
Yeah.
There's some bad issues. And see the
they have, you know, perfect examples. Red Hood, it's good. It is the worst roller coaster ride ever. You know, I'm puking everywhere right now with this series. I just don't get it. One issue, it's awesome. The next issue, I want to throw up.
Yeah, I mean, I don't get it. It makes no sense. And
I really
don't get is some of the reactions that I hear about books that. I sit there and I'm like, how the hell do you like this? It's terrible. And I'm seeing people go, oh, this is the best comic that's ever come out. And I just do not get it. Like, some issues are crap, and comic companies are not going to realize it until, you know, people agree on it. And even then, they'll probably still push it if they feel like it should be good. They don't really pay attention.
I have a pile of them. 60-some comics in a box that I don't even plan to read because it just looks bad.
Well, then why don't you send them to me or Chance or something in the mail?
Yeah.
It's still comic knowledge. You still have to read it because it's...
Yeah, I'm going to read it, but I don't...
What's that?
I'm still going to read it, but I don't want to.
Well, then read it. Well, then if you don't want them afterwards, ship them to me or Chance or anybody on Stash My Comics forum.
People that are active and, you know, actually contribute to the site.
And not somebody who would, if it actually sucks, just give it a 10-star on the ratings.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You don't say, this book sucked.
Yeah, this book sucked. 10 stars. Nobody likes people who do like that, right?
Oh, yeah.
It just pisses me off.
So, I just want our listeners to know that, you know, this, you know... We've been passive, but now, you know, we're going to lay the smacketh down on the companies tonight because it has not been a good week. You know, I'm upset. You know, later in the show, we're going to talk about Comic Book Ben. We're going to talk about Walking Dead this week, and we have a lot of things to say. You know, I'm going to pose the challenges. Let's stop buying DC and Marvel and concentrate on the independent companies, people. they're writing better garbage than the top two. So,
yeah, it, with the few exceptions of like certain issues, it doesn't look good. And
no.
Something has to change. I don't know what it's going to be, but I hope that things get better, because I want to keep collecting comics for a long time.
Yeah.
But if I don't have money to spend, I don't want to be spending it on crap.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. All right. So all I'm saying, people, is that when these comic book companies are writing crap, don't buy it. You know, one example is I think all these X titles are craps. You have X Factors, Uncanny X-Men, X-Force, Uncanny X-Force, X-Club, X-Men Academy. Do we really need all these X's? Come on, start with a new part of the alphabet, for crying out loud.
X's.
You like anything X-Men. Come on, man.
Yeah.
Anyways, but it's too many titles. Let's give the small guy a chance, okay?
Yeah, it does. So does an Uncanny X-Men, and...
Uncanny X-Men is good.
Nope, it's not. Wolverine and the X-Men sucks.
Yeah, but do we need 14 X-Men titles?
Absolutely
X-Men
not.
Related.
Actually, it's only 9. So
what? I'm just throwing
do
out.
Do we need 9? We don't need
anyway.
9.
We don't. That's too many. They could be doing little mini series.
They could do 2. They should have a Cyclops, Wolverine, done. That's it. It's all you need. And
it
keep
was
it
like,
simple like that.
I do believe, like in the 90s, when they had the X-Men Blue Team and the X-Men Gold Team. That's all they need. Honestly, do we need to have X Club? Really? X-Men
That's
Academy?
A miniseries.
What's that?
That's the miniseries, and there's no X-Men Academy.
Whatever, I don't know. Okay, fine, Avengers Academy. I'm sorry.
I actually like that series.
This shows you how much Marvel I'm reading today. So, anyways, we're going to close it out with this crappy comic scrap, because I'm just raging now. See, you hear it in my voice. I'm mad. I want to put a stop to crappy comics.
Well, hopefully somebody listens to it.
Yeah.
Crappy comics end, because that's what causes the industry to go bad, is crappy comics. People pick those ones up because those sound like the hot titles and find out that they're garbage and there's no reason for companies to put them out.
No.
We should start a petition and crappy comics.
We could. You know, I would rather read, I know Nico loves making fun of me, I'd rather see an Impossible Man, you know, 10-issue miniseries about how he's causing chaos for the Fantastic Four. I would rather see that than a stupid X Club. I would rather see Squirrel Girl get her own series, people. Come on. I'm done with it. We're ending this part of the show right now. We're going to move along. I think, Chance, if you're ready, we're ready to rock and roll with trivia this week. Because this week is going to be awesome.
Because it's going to be a different format, you guys. We're switching it up just like everything else tonight. Instead of the normal trivia that we've been doing, we're going to play 20 questions with character. I'm already set. I picked the character earlier today. How this is going to work is we will start out with Steve. All I'm going to give you is that it's a character. It could be from Marvel, DC, Image, Dark Horse, any comic book company. And you just have to give me a yes or no question. I'm going to be very specific about it, too. And if you don't give me enough detail, I'm just going to say yes or no. And you're going to have to figure that out based on how I'm answering. Each person will get a guess after their question. First person to guess the character wins. So, let's go, Steve. Give me your first question.
All right. You know what? We're going to clear this out real fast. Is it an independent comic book company character?
No.
Okay. I'm going to go with Wolverine as my guess.
No.
Is it from Marvel?
Yes.
Is it Deadpool?
No.
Is this person in the Avengers?
Yes.
Is it Scarlet Witch?
No.
She's not in the Avengers.
Yes,
is this person a male?
No.
Is it Maria Hill?
No.
Is she currently in the Avengers?
Yes.
This might be hard for me. I'm going to have to pass on my guess.
All right, Nico.
Is she white?
Yes.
Is it Jessica Drew, the Spider-Woman?
No.
Okay. Is she a mutant?
Yes.
Still not enough for me to go on. I'm going to pass again.
Does she have long hair?
No.
Is it Quake?
Nope.
Alright. Did we already do hair color or no?
No, we did not.
Does she have blonde hair?
No.
Let's see. Let's see. Is it Power Woman?
No.
What? Is she on the main Avengers team?
No.
We didn't say she
questions right now.
Did we say she was a mutant, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Does she have white hair?
No.
I didn't guess.
Oh yeah, Nico hasn't guessed yet.
Is it... I pass.
Alright, so Steve, you already asked your question. Do you have a guess?
My guess is Yellow Jacket?
No.
Is she on the Avengers Academy?
No.
I pass.
Alright. So we have that. Can you go over some of the things we've already said?
Alright, we have said it is a female character from the Marvel Universe. She's on the Avengers. She does not have blonde hair. She does not have white hair. She's not on Avengers Academy. She's not part of the main Avengers team. She's a mutant.
Let's see. Does she have any bionic parts on her?
No.
All right, I'm just going to throw on it. Is it Jocasta?
No.
She's on the Avengers Academy. Does she have red hair?
No.
I pass.
Is she a goddess?
No.
Is it Cersei?
No, I believe that's DC.
No. There's a Cersei in the Avengers, too.
Oh, I didn't know that. But yeah. No, it's not. We're at 15 questions to you, Nico.
Is she on the new Avengers?
No.
Pass.
Is this character a Dark Avenger?
No.
Is it Victoria Hand?
No.
Yep.
Right. Question 18, Nico.
Is she on Secret Avengers?
No.
Wow.
What other Avengers teams are there?
Did you take a guess, Nico?
No, I pass.
Has she ever been in a video game?
Yes.
Okay, alright, hang on. This might take me a few.
Well, this was question 19.
Hang on, wait. She has been in a video game. So let's see. She was not in the Avengers NES game. As a playable character. What other games were there? Avengers base.
Marvel vs. Capcom.
Thanks for that hint. So what, let's see. What is our lineup in that game? Is it Hellcat?
No. Nico, this is question 20.
She didn't have blonde hair either. We already said that. She got the hair color.
She's white, right?
Yep, we said she was white.
She doesn't have red hair, she doesn't have blonde hair, she doesn't have white hair. She is on a Avengers team.
It's very interesting to just like sit here and listen to the thought process that's going on with this last two questions.
This is crazy. This is the last question, isn't it?
Yeah, and we could either continue and just find out how many questions it takes you guys.
It goes up to... Yeah, let's do that.
That's how you guys want to play it? Until there's a winner?
We can do that.
Alright. I'm just sitting there laughing at this, and it's going to be so funny once it actually... Once one of you guys realizes it.
Is the book she in currently in print?
Can you repeat what your question was?
There's many Avengers teams because of the what's it called, the incentive, but is the team she's on, is it in print? Because like there's West Coast Avengers, there's Great Lake Avengers and all that stuff. Those aren't in print. Is she in print?
I'm not quite sure how to answer this. I will say no.
Okay.
Was she very relative in the 90s?
No.
Was it Venus?
No.
Okay, was she around during the 90s?
Yes.
Okay.
So do you have a guess?
Was it Wasp?
No. Steve?
Let's see. Is she an Inhuman?
No.
Is it Squirrel Girl?
Yes, it is.
Yeah!
23 questions. Steve got it. And I thought it was awesome, the fact that you said something about Squirrel Girl right before we started this. I can't believe he said something about that. That's who I had picked.
Awesome. So I get the next Chase Variant trivia. Oh, and we're going to have some fun, people.
Are you doing it out of your Marvel book?
No, these are going to be me. All me, buddy.
All you? All right.
All me.
So you're probably going to do it on independent publishers, right?
I don't know what I'm going to do it on. But I'll make sure anybody can play it, though. I'll tell you that. Now I'm going to make sure everybody has a chance. So I'm not mean like that. So.
Who is mean?
So it looks like the next trip you're taking to the comic book shop, Nico, is a independent field trip. Okay. So people, that was this week for our awesome trivia. Let's thank Chance for that. That was awesome. That was a fun time.
Really was. Because it was fun for me, too, sitting here listening to you guys.
Yeah.
Try to figure this out.
Oh, man. That was good. I had a lot of fun. You know what? That almost is the best thing that happened in comics all this week, was that trivia.
Well, that's good for me to hear.
I like that. It's good. Because I'm just going to stress out. It was a horrible week in comics. You know, I bought like 7 or 8 issues, and I was not impressed.
But you've only read, what, 2?
No, there's like 2 of them I haven't read. Red Hood and the Outlaws and something else. So, anyways, that's it. Let's move into Walking Dead this week.
Walking Dead? All right.
So, Nico doesn't watch it.
I've just started watching it. I've caught up from season 1 to right before the mid-season start, all this in a week.
Do you hear this guy, people? He is a trooper.
Yep, with a lot of time on his hands.
He's a trooper. No, this is dedication, my friend. This was awesome.
They took a day out and just watched the whole first season on Netflix, then recorded the first half of season 2 on my TiVo, and have been watching it all week instead of studying for tests that I have.
School's overrated, people. It's all about comic books at Stash My Comics. I'm going to point that out now. So,
Yeah, I get my reading done in good old-fashioned comic books.
That's
not
good.
Textbooks.
Pictures are worth 1,000 words. So, anyway, so what are you thinking about Walking Dead so far? How are you enjoying it?
I'm liking it. Some episodes I sit there going, there's no need for it to be this long. I'm kind of annoyed that it took a whole half a season to find that girl.
That was bad. That was horrible.
And I think she's did a terrible job acting. Like, it was so unconvincing when they found her. I was just like, really?
Yeah.
I watched these other people, and I'm like, I don't know.
You know, I did like how it did end at mid-season with, you know, Sophia coming out of the barn. That was awesome. You know, it was nice. You know, I like that Rick took the shot to her head. That was cool.
Yeah.
I think it would have been a little bit better in the writing if Rick would have went up to Sophia's mom and asked her if she wanted to do it.
Yeah. See, at first, I thought it would be, I can't remember his name, but the guy that's got hurt looking for her.
Oh, Daryl?
Daryl, yeah, I thought that was his name, because there's definitely going to be something that's going on with them.
Yeah, there's...
That's my opinion. I think that's what's going to happen.
Overall, it was good. You know, I wish you would have watched the new episode. It wasn't bad. I give it like an 8 out of 10. So we'll talk about more of that later. But everybody, Walking Dead is where it's at right now. You know, give it all the support you guys can, because it's like one of the only few comic book shows that are actually on TV. So now we're going to go to our next comic book show, Comic Book Men. What a piece of garbage this show was. I said it, people. I like Kevin Smith, but this show is garbage.
I haven't watched it yet. It's on my DVR. I'm going to probably tomorrow.
That's what you should do then, is watch that pile of garbage. Okay, so I'm going to start off here with my first complaint. I had to watch 10 minutes of this show to even watch the preview of Walking Dead for next week. Well, or on Sunday coming up. I was very upset about that. Very upset. And then you notice all the Walking Dead stuff they had up in the store. I know, Chance, you brought this up in the week.
Yep.
And, oh my God, you want to talk about product placement and Kevin Smith and his show Comic Book Men feeding off the ratings of The Walking Dead? What is this? Come on, people. I've had enough. Chance, what are your thoughts?
My thoughts, similar to yours, I didn't watch Walking Dead before that, so I wasn't really concerned with seeing, like, the upcoming part. But that is a part of it where they're trying to take those viewers. AMC really wanted to just cushion that show as much as they could.
With little baby hands.
Going, alright, we're going to take our biggest show, and it's a comic book base, so all those viewers are going to want to watch your show. We'll even give you the people that don't want to watch your show, because they want to know what's going on. You said the product placement, Walking Dead stuff everywhere. The guy that came in with the $6 million man figure. And guess who writes that? Kevin Smith.
Oh, my God.
It's like, what a shocker. Let's go and give him some placement. My biggest complaint, though, was how staged it was.
Oh, ridiculous.
You watch it, and you just go, are you serious? These people aren't just walking into this store out of nowhere just to, you know, sell stuff. They found these people somewhere and went, hey, do you want to be on TV? You got some stuff. Let's put you on TV. And it was just like, are you serious?
Exactly. The one big thing, you know, we were talking to Jason Newcomb last night on
Skype like we always do, and he brought up the point of the Bob Kane original artwork.
Yep.
Bob Kane is one of the creators of Batman. Unbelievable. An original sketch by a legend, and these so-called comic book men and all the money that Kevin Smith has in the bank. Come on, he's written Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back, Mallrats, Chasing Amy, all these great independent movies that scored big. You're telling me he didn't have enough money to buy this and set it off in an auction or even put it in his own personal collection? Or maybe it was his own personal collection and he just had one of his buddies bring it in. I don't know.
I honestly, that wouldn't surprise me. I don't necessarily think that's what happened, but it would not surprise me the way that show seemed to me.
It's insane. That's a piece of comic book history right there.
Yeah.
And it was so, why would somebody want to sell it in the first place?
You'll see. You'll watch the guy walk in. Does he look like a comic book collector? You know what? I'm going to say, oh, hell no on that. So
some of the people were trying to say that they were comic book collectors and really thought, like, I'm just going to say this. If you're a real collector, you know what your comics value-wise, what they're supposed to be. And I can almost guarantee that if you're a real collector, you know you're not getting that price. You
yeah.
might, maybe 1% of the time, find someone that will pay that. But if you walk into a comic book store and say, I want to sell this, they are not giving you that price. Because they need to sell it to make a profit. So they'll give you maybe 50% of what it's worth. And it's just ridiculous how stupid some of these people look and sound.
I'm going to bring in a point here. I watched the show. I wasn't fully crazy about it. But wasn't there the guy who brought in the Bob Kane? Didn't he work at another store down the street or something?
I don't remember it, but he probably did.
And he said he wasn't a big collector or something? And he didn't know what he had on his hand?
I do remember him saying he didn't know what he had on his hands. He said he never opened the picture.
Yeah, didn't know what was on back of it.
Yeah.
I don't know. Totally staged, though. You know, going to a few other items. You know, the characters, the podcast, the actual thing. I don't even think they're actually doing the podcast. They're just standing around with a bunch of cameras around them looking like a bunch of monkeys.
And I also want to say something with the Bob Kane thing. What was also kind of funny is when they went, oh, hey, let's open it. Let's see what's on the back. One of the guys that works at the comic book store is like, hey, do you want me to go get my gloves so that we can, you know, you touch it? And the guy's like, oh, no, it's fine. You know, if Bob Kane touched it, you wouldn't do that. If it's something that supposedly could be that valuable, you're not just going to be, all right, let's just pull it out of here. And
oh, you're going to go watch.
You're going to take care.
Yeah, you're going to wash your hand 5 times, put plastic gloves on, sanitize your whole body before you even open the thing up so you don't get one dust particle on it.
Yeah, and I'm like, no way, does some, like, even if it was still that guy's technically, so they're not going to be like, hey, you have to go put gloves on before you touch this. They're going to be like, hey, you should get gloves, you know, you don't want to get that ruined.
Let's go on to some of the other products and parts of the show. The cast, what did you think about the lineup? You know, obviously we have Kevin Smith, you know, probably one of the number one names in celebrity comic books. Wow. What did you think about the other goofballs?
I didn't care for them. They were kind of boring. That old dude with the beard.
Oh, man, where's the shotgun? Get it ready.
Yeah, he's one of those, he looks like one of those stupid-ass people that just sit around the store all day getting paid to sit on his ass.
You know what? You couldn't describe it with any better words. People, if you guys have seen the show,
They've got some bum who's off the streets. I don't know who the hell he is. He sleeps in the store. They did like a 2-minute cut of what this guy does. He sits, he reads comics, he gets stains all over the comic books. He sleeps on the floor. I don't think he does anything.
Yeah.
Get him off the show. He's a waste of space.
Yeah. I just don't understand their need for him there. If he actually does work at that store, I wouldn't want to go to that store.
I think they're trying to put him in there as some sort of comedy relief.
Yeah, but he's not funny. And I mean,
no, he's not. That's why I said I think a shotgun's the perfect solution.
Yeah, like I was saying, if I walked into my comic book store, and every time I walked in there, I just see this guy sitting there flipping through comics, I'd ask him, hey, who is that? Why is he here? And if they say something to me like, oh, that's so-and-so, you know, they work here, and I'd be like, he ain't working.
I don't know. And then, you know, they go into this Ming, the Chinese guy, who's actually, like, the only normal one in the whole damn show.
Yeah.
So, you know, they make them go do some garage sale, flea market deal, competing, and then
that was just stupid.
The bum starts throwing all his crap everywhere.
No, I think it was a different guy that did that.
Was it?
Yeah.
No, I think it was the guy with the beard.
No, it was a big guy.
Yeah, it was the bum. So I don't know. You know, he's smashing stuff, and Ming's getting mad, and then they have some guy come up and act like he's yelling at the bum guy. I don't know.
Yeah, I think that was really weird too. I'm like, it's possible, but still doesn't seem like it would have happened. Because it was clear that they were Ming and the other guy were friends. And the guy just walks over, hey, you can't do that.
And the dude who walks up, some of his facial expressions was like, he was almost like going to break character.
Yeah.
It was really funny, but...
Yeah, it was an awkward situation, too. You could see how awkward that guy felt.
And the weird camera shots they were showing. The whole scene was just not right, people. So... You know, big thumbs down to that part, too. You know, let's get the chainsaw, get the shotgun, call Old Yeller out to the backyard, and get rid of him. So, all right, so what other products did they show? They had, a Chucky doll.
That woman has been on other shows.
She has?
Yes, she has, selling the same friggin' Chucky doll. And that was, like...
What are the other
shows?
She's
so stupid. I don't remember, but I know I have seen that woman before. Friends of mine went, are you watching this? Did you see that woman? She's been on this, and this show. And I'm like, wow. Like, you can't do that.
Yeah. That Chucky doll is $55 at Spencer's. They come out with it every year.
What she want, $500 or something?
She is 500 or 800. It was something ridiculous.
Wow. Yeah, you can buy it at Spencer's.
Yeah.
So, it's crazy. And then they had, what was it, the Night of the Living Dead piece?
Yeah, that was funny.
Was it Night of the Living Dead? What dead was it? Do you remember offhand?
I don't remember.
Dawn of the Dead?
It was, yeah. And it was funny because I don't know how much it would be worth. But it was a poster, and it was like the movie poster from, I think it was like a poster from England, and then, I forget what the guy called them, there was some kind of card with images on it.
Oh, lobby cards.
Lobby cards. He had them handcuffed to his wrist. I don't know if they're that valuable.
Okay.
But that's also a little excessive. Like,
that's totally crazy. Me, you guys know I'm into horror movies, and zombies, like, are some of my favorite things, you know.
Zombies, I really
and Rawhead Rex, okay? Awesome characters. Even Nightbreed, okay? Clive Barker, genius. But I'm sorry, this Dawn of the Dead stuff, lobby car shirts are from England or the UK or wherever, London, Paris, France, okay? Maybe $20 at the most you'd pay for it. It's like comic books. You're going to pay how much you want to pay for it. So is that, did I say that right, Chance?
Yeah.
Okay, all right. So, yeah, you know, $20, $30 for maybe both of them. But now if you're talking about if they're maybe original posters and they're signed by, you know, George Romero, Tom Savini, you know, the main cast of the group, then you're maybe talking maybe $100, $200 or something like that,
yeah,
honestly. Crazy, though, I say we pull another Old Yeller on this victim in the show.
Yeah, I think there's probably quite a few times that you could sit there and say that.
And then what else did they have? Did you notice the X-Men number one CGC'd right in the beginning of it?
No, because I didn't see the first, like, minute or two.
When they were talking about the hypodermic needle comic?
No, I didn't see that part.
I swear to God that was an X-Men number one. If Nico, you're going to be watching it, let me know if that's an X-Men number one. It's in the beginning of the show.
Okay.
I swear to God it was an X-Men number one next to it. You know, I think you only see like the first corner of it. But what real comic book fan doesn't know that issue by heart? The cover, at least. You know, it's like crazy.
Yeah.
It's within the first minute.
I don't know. Within the first few minutes of the show, they're talking about some
okay.
comic.
It's on my
TV. Okay, well, then why don't you take a look on your TV? People, all we're saying is the show is crap. Okay. Don't support it.
Yeah, okay. Really.
That's what I'm saying. I can't speak for Chance or Nico or anybody else at Stash My Comics.
Yeah, but I mean, there's people that are going to say it's good, whether it actually is or not, I can't really say for sure, but I believe Kevin Smith that said that AMC ordered
12
episodes, so that's probably what's going to be aired. I don't know if it'll last any longer than that.
Let's hope not. You know what? AMC, why don't you pick up Chase Variant for your show after Walking Dead?
Yeah, we'll do that.
I'm up for that.
I'm sure we'll do it for a hell of a lot cheaper than Kevin Smith, too.
Shit, you know what? Just, you know, to help promote the site, I'll do the damn show for free, okay?
Me too. Me too. I'll do it for free.
Everybody, support StashMyComics.com. Great inventory site. You guys should come to it. Awesome. Help out. We're awesome people.
Yeah, find us on Facebook and Twitter.
Yeah, we're on Facebook and Twitter at facebook.com/StashMyComics. And we're on Twitter, twitter.com/StashMyComics.
Subscribe to this podcast on iTunes.
Yes, we are even on iTunes now. I think we've been saying this for weeks now, haven't we?
Yep.
Yeah.
Why aren't the listeners? Listeners, we're giving you what you want. I'm begging.
What you want, tell us. We need to know this.
We're giving you something completely different tonight. If this is what you want, let us know.
If you want back the other version, let us know that too. Cause
we can go back to being nice, and
yeah,
we can sugarcoat any topic you want.
And you know, if we do go back to that, and there are still followers that want this version, let us know that too. Cause you know what? I'll still do that.
Yeah, we can switch in and out.
Yeah, or we'll have a completely separate one. Let us know. That is the only way that we're going to actually be able to improve in the ways that we need to.
You know, you can. I have an email. It's StephenSparks@StashMyComics.com. Email me, ChancePeterson@StashMyComics.com.
I don't have an email. I don't have an email.
No, you don't.
I don't.
So
I don't know what's going on there.
Hell, Nico. He's just kind of over there.
Yeah, really I'll try to get one.
Try to try to get one, do whatever you got to do.
But yep, that's X-Men number one.
Is it X-Men number one? And they didn't even talk about it, people. Right here, you heard it here first. That was a X-Men number one.
And it's signature series. Signature series. It's an 8.9, I think.
And they don't even talk about it at all, people. This is how crappy this show is. We've proved it. Now, stop watching. Now. Nico, turn it off.
Okay.
Thank you. See, people? Comic book man equals...
My TV's off.
Okay, good. Look it. He's only had it on for a matter of minutes, and he's turned it off. You have an X-Men issue number one.
Signed. I don't know. I who?
Signed, and they're talking about a hypodermic needle on what was it? Detective Comics, Action Comics?
Yeah, Detective Comics.
Come on.
It wasn't even signed.
Oh, let's talk about the hypodermic needle. Come on. Oh, this was before the comic code and everything.
There's a lot of comics before the comic code.
Yeah, it'd be more interesting if it was during the comic code. Like, what the hell? Why do I care? It's something that happened before when it was allowed.
Yeah, or like, this was the last comic before the comic code hit. This was the last issue to be published before the comic code hit. That would have been a cool, interesting fact. But what do you want to hear about? A hypodermic needle or an X-Men number one?
X-Men.
So, people, we proved it to you now that this show is not cool. Well, I stand by my opinion, too.
You have failed us, Kevin Smith.
Kevin Smith, your brownie points are going down. No more Girl Scout cookies for you. You've gained a few pounds, too.
Now, that's not nice. Don't tug at him because he's bigger.
Okay, I'm sorry. He's gained a few pounds. Okay, I'll sugarcoat it. I'm sorry. This wasn't your nice Chase variant tonight. We all did decide that this was going to be the crap of the crap tonight. We're going to do something completely different, quoted by Monty Python. So.
Anyone's got a problem with it? Let us know. I'll go and tell you why you're wrong.
Yeah. This is what creates good conversation, people. So that's what we're about here at Stash My Comics.
Yeah.
All about comic books, good conversations, good clean fun.
Sometimes.
That's what we like. Sometimes, except for this. Because there was a lot of crap this week in comic books.
Okay.
All right, people, that's going to wrap up tonight. We really hope you guys enjoyed tonight. We want to do something a little different since, you know, you never hear about the negative really with us. You know, we're pretty positive with all our reviews. And we just wanted to touch base, get a little angry in the comic book world because we want to create good conversation and good discussions on our board. So, join us next time when, me, Chance, Nico, and whoever else from StashMyComics.com get together and shoot the crap through the hoops and, discuss comic books. And whatever else comes to mind. We're a little bit more freer in our discussions here, but if you want to check out the main podcast, our numero uno podcast, you can check us out every other, what is it, Tuesday it comes out?
Every other Tuesday, yep.
Every other Tuesday. And with Matt B, and I've been on lately that show nonstop, so I'll be there again this week, I think. So tune in Tuesday, and... you know, we'll talk about some more things, comic books. We have trivia, people. What other podcast has trivia?
And it's different trivia.
Different trivia.
I want to keep that going, too. I want different trivia every week. I think that's more entertaining.
Okay, anyways, we're going to get off our soapbox now because you guys are probably already done listening. So we're going to end it here. Everybody, have a great week. We'll see you next time. Adios. Say bye, guys.